So you see from the inside, I'm not sure that's what's behind it. Did they ever draw anything where they had more of it?
No. 300 feet of picture in you all see everything that ever came out of a Roman Catholic church in here. They only grow at night. They don't grow in the daytime of mushroom. This is night. Understand? This is and a little bit of gold. This is picture of this. The red. That, okay. This is the mushroom. This is the
outside.
Yeah. Well,
texture.
No. And under the mushroom, and when you see it, you go, okay.
The veil.
Yeah. No. This is the veil.
The color.
It's a
canopy.
It's the veil, but it's all mushroom until this comes out.
Right, until it breaks.
And that is why this is the male selling. It's, you can do it, and they will come off. This is not integral part of the mushroom. This is...
It's an added-on thing.
Yeah, well...
The covering that the mushroom pops out of.
Okay, what is the covering then?
The spots.
Oh, the spots. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now look at what the angel's holding in her hand right there, too.
Okay. Everything about this will be Amanita muscaria mushroom. Once you get your... You will never see this before in your Roman Catholic church.
Okay, so see what the angel is holding in her hand?
Looks to me like yourself.
Huh?
Well, okay, so right here she's holding it. Oh, I see it. Okay, I see it now.
Mushroom all throughout.
I so see it now.
See it?
Yeah, it's a mushroom.
Yeah.
And that is wonderful. Then, this is it. This is, okay, this is the girl olden collar. This is the red. This is red. This is the darkness. This is the...
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Squeeze this part right there.
Uh-huh. Hey. Okay, this is the mushroom.
Point with the pointer.
Oh, yeah. And then this. And this. This is a mushroom. This. Don't pull up the top.
Are they hanging upside down?
Yes, mushroom? Yes.
And they're spotted too.
And the priest at the bishop, the archbishop, cardinal, and the pope, they all see this every time for 2,000 years. And then the
what a bunch of motherfuckers, huh? It's called the Pharmacratic Inquisition. It's the suppression of the true knowledge of drugs, which is the original alchemical secret knowledge of all the religions and the secret societies.
And this. All throughout.
Well, it makes sense, man.
Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. The Mysteria building in the 17th century. The 17th century, what is the name of that king of England or of
The one who chopped down the pine tree to replace it with the oak?
No, no. 100% of all the trees in Ireland have to be chopped down. And this was in the 1700s because the Irish Catholics were they were uprising against the British in their new fangled Protestant religion against the Catholics, and they had to take to the priest, and essentially they got so fucking burned out by the trees that the British get every fucking tree to the ground in all of Ireland. Not every, but mostly. There are no great foresters to hide on. And
so
then
they just deforested. So
you know, yes, 100%. That's it.
Again, we have sorrow and evil forces deforesting the planet. You know, George Bush is doing that right now, right? George Bush is passing laws to deforest the United States.
Okay.
Do you think that the government knows that it's done? That's why we're here.
Put it this way.
Have they already got a world built out there and that we don't know about?
I don't believe
just
we've ever even been to the moon.
This?
I think no. That's a question.
Okay, speaking of Jack, let's get back onto this here, this angel.
Okay. Okay. I will tell it. This is only a portion of the picture, but this is the nighttime. This is the
cavern. Okay, and the little flakes all over.
No, no, that is the paint.
Oh, okay.
But there are different colors. This is different colors. We'll see it when we do. This is the pink to red. This
sparkling.
Yeah.
Up to the gills and the little spots all the way around.
I'm going to sit. This is only about the 100 years ago. This was, this is the gold, white, black. This is nighttime. This is the red and white. Red. And this is all the colors of the mushroom. Every one of us is this, and this is the color of the mushroom. This is 900 years old. This is all the way around. It's this.
It says angel with a millstone. What is a millstone?
Well, the millstone, this is supposed to be the millstone, but if you notice, that's a mushroom cap, and that's where the stem connects.
And this is the mushroom. And this is the mushroom. This is
nighttime. Why would an angel be carrying a millstone? To go grind bread, and then the bread was also a representation of the mushroom as well.
This, I think.
So angel with a millstone is just what they call it.
Yeah.
Found it.
This is all leads the Mysterian mushroom to the cardinals, the pope, the bishop.
So what they did was, it was all sort of secretive symbolism.
But
because you never see the actual depiction of the mushroom. You see the mushroom represented in a bunch of different places.
But only about one 1% of 1% knows about it.
Right. So they're keeping that for people. So in all their artwork, where they're being
1% of 1% of 1% knows about it.
So these people who are drawing this, though, they know, right?
No,
they don't.
I'll tell you. Somebody does and somebody doesn't. Maybe Leonardo da Vinci has some muscle. We won't get into it. But everybody, I don't know.
But that doesn't make sense then. They've got to be idea that it's all hidden.
No. The old days were thing hard. Is Monsignor, the bishops, the archbishops, the cardinals, they
tell them what to do?
Yes. And then,
okay, so they commission the artist and they say, we want you to draw this.
This and this.
So they've commissioned the artist to do this work without his knowledge of what the symbolism, what he's doing is.
Well,
that's what you think they did? That's totally the idea?
Sometimes the artists were the secret ones that had all the occultic knowledge.
No. This was
one mission.
This is a red or a white, gold, red. And this is.
But you don't think that this was conscious by the person who's doing it? You think they were just constructed to make something that looks like that?
Sometimes I did, and I think sometimes it is.
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't.
I don't. This, and this is the secret question. This is the gold color. You can see it over and over and over. I don't know what's it. But this is...
The more enlightened the artist or the more enlightened the commissioner and the more secret understanding they had, the more cryptic the symbolism becomes. And it's really amazing when you really start to get into symbols. You start to get into archetypal symbols that you've been known for thousands of years.
This... And this is the Amanita muscaria. The Amanita muscaria.
The top.
This is the. This is the black of night. This is the nighttime drawing of the earth. This is what you all see.
And also in mushroom symbolism, the feathers of the wing represent the gills. Because that's exactly what the gill of the mushroom looks like,
sense.
A feather. And as it comes off of the stem, like the cap will come out here, the mushroom gills actually look just like a feather the way they come down and they sweep out. Like
so all angels are just people's say.
No! They are the mushrooms!
They are the mushrooms. Yes.
Jesus is also
They're the ones that came down from heaven that are miraculously born under the feet.
Okay, this is nighttime.
Is
no,
angels are
don't
from?
Believe me, but you did now.
No, I'm believing you. It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. When I ask questions, it's not because I don't believe you, it's just I have another alternative thought.
This is the south of the This is the side. This is these. And this is the same color. This and this is red, or a white and gold. And this and more red and white. Red and white. And he said it over and over again. And this is gold, red, white, and gold. And the is the only color.
The wings are that. Look at the windows of that.
And
I mean,
this,
that's fucking just obvious.
And it's nighttime.
How crazy are the wings? They look like a mushroom cap. I mean, they're red. They have red mushroom cap wings. That's
so, like, you have
insane.
The cap hanging from up above.
Well, red-headed twins, too, for that same reason, right? Did you ever
yeah.
say that?
Well, no. Especially in Judaism, they have usually had two red-headed kids in Judaism, twins. Oh, this is a
and
big thing.
And Khan are the highest Jews, right? And Khan means cone.
It's like Esau and
this.
Jacob
and
is
this.
The pillar,
and
Esau
this.
Is the pillar.
All
cow.
Throughout.
Did you hear that?
Yes. What is this?
Jacob and Esau are the two parts of the mushroom. Jacob is the pillar, and he's smooth, and Esau is the canopy. And the canopy is hairy or spotted. So you have in the two brothers, the twins being born out, the two males, the two boys, the one being the hairy red skinned spotted cap in the mushroom, and that's the pillar. The word means the canopy.
Does the word does that top. Word is Esau mean
that
canopy?
Means canopy?
Really?
And the word Jacob means pillar. And Jacob
really?
Is the smooth white. Esau is the spotted
wow.
red.
Yeah.
Canopy. So pillar and canopy, somewhere along the line, just became two dudes. Like, well,
things get lost in the grapevine.
No, the mushroom became anthropomorphized as the two dudes. See, that's what anthropomorphism is. When you take the mushroom and you attribute human characteristics to it, like Santa Claus really is a mushroom. Jesus really is a mushroom. That's anthropomorphism. So it happens repeatedly throughout the myths, and you can find whole life stories of the life and birth cycle of the mushroom, and depicted in different.
But you also said that the Sumerian text can be traced back to the mushroom.
How is that? Well, the Sumerians were the original. All the Sumerian stories became Christianity. All that stuff was.
The Sumerian text is primarily responsible for the
cuneiform tablets, the story of
the
creation tablets.
Epic of Gilgamesh is very close to the story of Noah's Ark.
Right. A lot of the other things, repeatedly on down the line. And they had the pillars. If you look at the cuneiforms, you'll see the obvious mushrooms with the gods sitting there pointing at them. And it's called the Axis Pillar, the Axis Moon, the Pillar of the Heavens. They call it the Nam Shub. The Nam Shub is the central axis.
But what about the theory that you guys were talking about, the hemp stalks, the intertwined things being symbols.
Okay, well,
they thought that was the intertwined DNA healers. I mean, there's a lot of people that believe that what the Sumerian, those tablets are trying to tell us is
right.
Some sort of DNA.
That was a whole part of my lecture yesterday. The DNA helix, the two snakes, the Ida and the Pinga, coming up the spinal column, are the serpents, which are at the bottom of the world, or Apophis, at the South Pole. And then Horus, the bird, is up at the top. So it's the connection between the underworld and the heavens is the symbol of the Caduceus. The two serpents, the snakes are at the bottom, the bird is at the top. The snakes come up the spinal column, and the energy comes up the spinal column and meets in the middle, up at the top, in the pineal gland, which produces the natural endogenous substance, dimethyltryptamine.
Okay, but the earliest versions were just, they weren't even snakes. The earliest versions were just curly little designs. There was no bird on top of it. I know that image evolved over time, but in the earliest versions, in fact, it didn't even intertwine.
Well, there was only one originally. There was only one. If you're looking at the Caduceus of Asclepius, it's not even called the Caduceus. It's one snake on a staff, but the snake on the pillar, or nailed to the pillar, is the god dying. The god of drugs, or the knowledge of drugs. The snake itself represents the mushroom.
So you don't think that that's the DNA helix? You don't think that's what that
Well, that's all part of it. We're talking about a fractal representation, multiple symbols and images and understanding gets going deeper and deeper and deeper. As you get into the deepest subatomic level, sure, you're looking at the DNA helix. And all these symbols, these archetypal symbols, came to us from thousands and thousands of years ago. So repeatedly, these symbols became used because of our indigenous knowledge.
So all the stuff that the Sumerians talked about the Anunnaki, the method in the Bible, those from heaven to earth came from the planet of Uru, outside of Pluto and all that, well, you think that that's all mushrooms?
That's all mushrooms, absolutely.
So they just hallucinated all their knowledge.
Who were the gods? The gods that came here were An. An was the father god, Ea was one son, and Enlil was the other son. Ea was the son, Enki, Ea, it's the same name. Okay. And Ea wanted to feed us of the fruit from the tree of knowledge to open our eyes and have us become as one of the gods. But Enlil, the brother, said no. He wants us to stay enslaved, to keep us in an enslaved race. This is the mythology. This isn't a fantasy from outer space.
No.
And the father god, they had a conference, and Ea said, we want to feed them the substance, and Lil said, no, we don't want to, we want to keep them a slave. And An decided, and his big decision, who An is, Jehovah, An is, all these ancient gods, said, no, we want to keep man stupid. So Ea went against the wishes of the gods and gave us the fruit. He became the snake, the serpent that died, that was crucified on the cross, by giving us the fruit that opened our eyes to make us become as the gods. Now that's why Ea was condemned, and the original first secret society was called the Brotherhood of the Snake. And it was started by Ea by giving man the knowledge of the drugs.
What about their assertion that that's where all the knowledge, mathematics, government, agriculture, that it all was giving them people from another planet? Basically what they said.
I've had major secrets revealed.
Not only did they do that, they also detailed the whole creation of this planet in great detail and very accurately.
They came here from the Pacific Ocean. They came here from Sirius, and they talked initially about two planets colliding, and one became Tiamat, which is us. Marduk came in and crashed into it, and then half of them
or one of the satellites crashed into it, actually.
Because they think the moon is probably another planet, so it's in its orbit, but it's a piece of it that's left. And the rest of it, the oceans, is where we have this big wound in the planet. But all of that stuff is mythological stories about the gods that came, the alien beings that came from outer space. Well, the mushrooms themselves came from outer space. These are the shining ones. These are the secret beings, the aliens that live amongst us, but we don't see their world. They're another multi-dimensional being that opens up another complete realm to our consciousness.
Both things seem quite possible.
I think it's very possible that human beings are the product of accelerated evolution.
It doesn't make sense that we're so unnatural, we're so soft and fleshy.
Well,
we live around a bunch of fucking animals that
this guy's good.
Just take over.
Did you like cue him with all these questions? Or what?
I never said all my thoughts, man.
So here's the next question.
You'll be surprised how it goes along.
I think it's quite possible that, human beings are influencing us. We've been influenced by other people.
Here's a very interesting point that you say this, because as he was saying, mushrooms are like psilocybin, and psilocybin like Streptococcus cubensis mushrooms, etc., is the only four compound molecule that occurs naturally on the planet Earth. Okay?
It's totally alien.
Mushroom spores are the only things that can technically travel across space. Now, and survive re-entry living without anything.
How's that? The spore can live in a vacuum. It's the only living organism that can survive in a vacuum.
So you can just put some fucking spore paste all over the shuttle and that's bad bitch.
Well, that's right. Now, why? Remember, the Mir station came down. Why did they abandon the Mir? Why? Because it was covered with fungus. It attacked it from the inside and it attacked it from the outside. Massive fungus.
Fungus
ate the space station. Yes.
How are these satellites surviving if this stuff is getting...
It's getting down too, all the time. They have to replace the parts.
So there's
fungus in space that nobody ever tells us about?
That's right. It's there. You just have to find the right scientific journals to tell you about.
So back to the Streptococcus cubensis and psilocybin. Psilocybin is the only four compound molecule occurring naturally on the Earth, okay? If you get into, philosophers like Terence McKenna, who's basically, he's considered the greatest mind of the last century. That's like Einstein died in the last century, but I didn't hear them say Einstein was the greatest mind.
Well, I've heard a lot of people say Einstein's the greatest mind.
But
50 years ago, he was the greatest.
Well, yeah,
I heard that Einstein stole Tesla's patent when he worked at the patent office.
So, says,
yeah. I read a lot of stuff about Tesla, but I never heard that.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I heard Einstein was a douchebag.
I did.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've got a lot of stuff on Tesla, too, but... So, anyway, the Terence McKenna wrote this book called The Food of the Gods, okay, that is about human evolution, and generally, Orthodox science believes that human evolution occurred... This great burst that occurred like a million years ago was due to radiation or something that influenced us. But nobody, even modern medicine today, except for like quack naturalist doctors, quote unquote, talk about food and how important food is to your body. So if you take an LSD and you realize that how that little tiny molecule that can fit on the tip of a pen and you ingest it just totally blows your mind, you realize how chemicals can affect you. So Terence McKenna proposes this whole new theory that psilocybin, this advanced molecule, is very quite possibly, and including other mushrooms, are very quite possibly the catalyst that created the ability for humans to even speak.
Theorizing that they were catalysts for evolution, that when we were early quadrupeds, that eventually we became us because of eating
certain mushrooms.
Wow. Yeah, I believe that.
That makes a lot of sense. But, you know, when they mapped the human genome, they discovered 223 genes in human beings that don't exist in lower primates, don't exist in any other primates. And they don't have an origin for those genes.
I have heard that 98.6%.
Yeah, most of those quotes you hear, the 98
about the
monkey. Yeah, chimpanzees. Actually.
Yeah.
98.
Yeah. But most of those quotes you heard were all around before they mapped the human genome. I mean, we're not quite as close to chimpanzees as they thought we were. And I don't know the exact number, but it's in the 90s.
No,
but
that doesn't mean that we haven't evolved. And that's
no,
exactly
no, I believe we have evolved, but there's some shit in us that doesn't exist in any other animal.
As we wouldn't expect it to, because that's what polymorphic resonance is all about.
Well, like here's
the ability for the cells to, you know, mature and evolve and turn into something else.
Right.
So we create all these other cells. That let
but our out. Knowledge of where we came from is so limited.
Right.
I mean, what we know about people is from fossils. Yeah. You know how fucking hard it is to make a fossil? You die another day, a fossil. It's going to be dirt. You know, you got to get jacked in like a mudslide or like a volcano.
Right.
Some
yeah.
stupid shit has to happen
that.
For you to be a fossil. Huh? So, but our knowledge is just a tiny, not even probably 0.1% of 1% of all the fucking people that died. That's what we have fossil of. You know, so we don't even know how long we've been alive. Our idea of 120,000 years is just based on the oldest fossil.
Right, and that could be a flash in the pan.
Yeah, and that's the supposition that we came, the idea is that we came from other primates. If we evolved from other primates, why were those other primates around when we were around? Why didn't they all evolve or die? The only reason why things don't evolve is because they have to or they'll die.
Well, no, that's not true. That's one good reason.
That's the number one reason to evolve this far?
Well,
for us to evolve this far past chimpanzees.
But we're highly advanced to only evolve for one reason, for fear of death. We're far advanced
right.
beyond just the simple need to adapt and evolve to survive.
But isn't
now
most of that, most of that's occurred over the last 100 years, and I would venture to say most of it has occurred for people who probably don't take mushrooms.
Well, but the
technological advancements and stuff like that.
Mankind, to the evolution of mankind is based upon the evolution to increase consciousness, to become more conscious, not only as a fear mechanism for afraid we're going to die. That was a long time ago. Now we're evolving to incredible levels of higher consciousness.
Very small percentage of the people are doing that.
A larger percentage
of the world is getting dumber every year.
Human beings as a whole. That's why there's such a big separation, what you're talking about, between a human being and a monkey.
You know, they only have about one-third of words in a dictionary now. We have the dictionary 100.
One third.
that's okay. Two-thirds of the world are gone. This so is the way.
Just like in George Orwell's 1984, every year they're taking words away from us and further limiting our ability.
Who is
language.
Scholars? Why would scholars? Well, yes. Academia. Who's academia? It's a secret society. Why, when you graduate college, do they put a mortarboard on your head?
Well, academia, they're more scared than anything.
Well, I know a lot of people are professors. They toe the company line because they don't want to lose their job because they don't really have anything to offer. All they're doing is basically reciting some old shit. That's what most professors do. They do studies and they recite some shit they remember. You know, that's basically what they do.
But
you know, if you're a professor of anthropology, what are you doing? You're studying other people's work. You're learning about all the shit that's already been learned. Then every now and then you go on a little fucking trip and dig up some dirt.
Yeah, but if you were asking the reason behind, why would any scholars...
You think they would actively do that?
Absolutely.
So you think they're removing words...
What is a secret society?
Hello.
What is a
this
secret
is
society?
From this time, this is a 1902. From this time, this people will never appear again in books.
Those words that will never appear in any future edition of their dictionaries. Every page.
Well, those words are there. Sympathy, sympathize, sympathetic.
No, no.
All these down here?
This is cut off toward this book in 1902. 1901.
So below this line is words that they're already saying won't be in future.
They're saying they're obsolete.
Well, it's basically they're plays on the other words. Like one of the words is, sympathaticism.
But no, read the meaning of it.
Okay. Inclination, especially excessive inclination to sympathy.
It's a spin off of the word.
Yeah.
It's basically what they're saying is that there's a lot of words that they're trying to be a little more economic.
They are all okay. The word.
Are you trying to rationalize why they're thinking?
No, I'm trying to I'm not saying I know. I'm just offering another point of view. Possibly that could be what it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're rationalizing the reasoning why they would be dropping words.
But
the
words that we already have. It's the same. We already have the word sympathy.
Maybe in that one example, if you look farther, there could be.
So you really like saying, let's get rid of the word automobile because everybody is only going to say car now.
No, because in the beginning, all the automobile were cars.
Uh-huh.
Now they are something else. Well, the word cock. This is good word.
Bird.
Cock means God?
Yes. You won't see it.
So you want to go to cock?
Yes.
We're on B here. The brush.
You know what my Chinese symbol is? Yes. Cock. Yeah, I'm a rooster.
Code. Where we get the code, so we can be on this page. Or before. Cockatoo bush. It's before that.
Right? Oh, here's our thingy, honey. Can I have a label?
Hell yeah.
I have to. Yes. Wow.
Here, let me see. I'll read it.
There it is, right there. Well, it's about 6 or 7 meanings. I want you to read it out loud.
Okay. Cock. Cocker. Wop. Geek. That's smart. A small conical pile of hay or of dung, wood, turf, etc. So, cow patty is a cow cock. Cock. To put into cocks or heaps as hay. So if you're piling something up in a pile like a pile of hay, you're making a cock. Cock. A large vessel, purse,
was originally a shell. Cog, a fishing boat, cockle.
No, no. Wait, okay. What is the word?
Cock noun. Okay.
No. It means God. That's the word.
You mind if I take a picture of you while you're reading that?
Unknown origin.
Mind if I take a picture of you while you're reading that? That's a cool picture. Just seeing a dude standing in front of a light with a big fat dictionary. Just, I wanted to talk to that.
The male of a common barnyard fowl. Also, the male of other birds, especially of gallinaceous
birds. I'm going to get you to email me a copy of that.
The cock's crow, especially in early morning. A figure in the shape of a cock. A vein in the shape of a cock. A weather cock. A kind of whistling toy. Any plant or part of a plant used by children in mock cockfights, as the English plantain or ribwort, the wood thrush, a species of violet, a chief man or person, leader, master.
Yeah.
Man or person, a leader, the master. That's the cock. Sir Andrew is the cock of the club since he left us. Also a faucet. So
that is words were never used after 1901 or 2.
See, so basically you need to get a dictionary around from at least around 1900 to be able to understand
some of the original meanings.
I've been looking for one, but I can't find one that's not less than
1900. I've got this exact same one.
Get one from
this
there.
Is Webster's International. I have this exact same one. Fortunately, mine is in a lot better condition. on my kitchen counter, and it stays right there, and I use it all the time.
Really?
It's this same basic one. It may be a different year, I can't tell.
Okay.
It's probably the exact same one. You'll see it when you come to my
house.
Now,
I'm going to tell you about...
Oh, man.
Okay.
Are you going to write a book about all this crazy shit?
Well, this is white. Right and red. Red.
Stop.
Gold. This is the color. And this, I think, is nighttime. I don't know. But this,
and these are all very clear.
This is the,
it's crazy, the arches all of mushrooms.
Well, it's only about mushrooms, nothing else.
You'll notice it every time
you
see on TV.
We are all the... bishops, archbishops, cardinals, and the pope. That is it.
The only thing,
they don't.
This
is a mushroom. This is a mushroom. This is a mushroom. A mushroom. A mushroom. A mushroom. It's a mushroom.
You look at this kind of it, those are mushrooms in your ears.
Yeah, of course. This is the mushroom. This is the mushroom of the Incas.
They have those from Egypt, too. They're represented as mushrooms, and they call them earplugs. They don't even recognize that they're mushrooms.
It's the same mushroom. Well, it's not. This is the Amanita spirit. This is, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have my book here?
You know.
I know you have it. I'll go get it.
On this shelf. It's just that I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know we have a movie.
Look, we need to have you say it at home. Lord's Prayer thing over again when the tapes went on.
It's been a while since you said it.
I have not said I'm going to have to. I haven't seen 2.5 years since my stroke, at least.
Yeah, we're gonna have to
what
have
temptation
you,
used to be. Temptation
go over each letter and
I can't remember.
It was when the priest had a tent and there.
Oh yeah, hey, I'm wonderful. I said it to you, and you remember, and now I remember.
Wow, mushroom discs in a forest of pines. That's ain't go well. Wow.
Now, as you can remember this, Lebanon was 40 million trees.
That's why the cedars of Lebanon were world renowned. Until they all got crushed.
And they have all of everything. Iraq, Iran, Persia, Egyptian, they all send their cars to Lebanon to get in the cedar of Lebanon under the cedar. That is where they find their God.
That's the mushroom. Huge mushroom pillars, man. That is a trip. We're going to France in a couple of months.
I really?
We're doing a tour of all the ancient the people over there.
I'm good.
Well, if a miracle happens, we're doing it.
Yeah, you know, Saddam Hussein believes he's the reincarnated Nebuchadnezzar.
Does he what?
Saddam Hussein believes he's the reincarnated Nebuchadnezzar.
I don't know.
Now, Nebuchadnezzar was the biblical god that tried to rebuild the Tower of Babel. Babel was built by Nimrod. Nebuchadnezzar believed he was a reincarnation of Nimrod. Saddam Hussein believes he's a reincarnation of Nebuchadnezzar.
Oh, that's right. So Saddam Hussein wants to get a hold of Sumerian texts because he thinks that when the aliens come back, he wants to have all the information.
Right.
He wants to be prepared for it.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense. And he's preparing for the big jihad. The war between the sons of light and the sons of darkness.
How much of that is propaganda, though? What if he's just a normal dude?
I was listening to the radio one day, watching the news one day over there. They said that the Serbs stand in the way, or that the Serbs are fascist, and they were standing in the way of the New World Order. That is what they said. They are fascist and standing in the way of the New World Order.
And we'll see who's
so fascist. See, fascism is the New World Order, but they were saying the Serbs were fascist.
This is the House of Representatives. This is the rostrum of the House of Representatives. On each side of the House of Representatives are fasci. These are fasci on both sides of the rostrum of the House of Representatives. The fasci is the symbol for world fascism. It's the bundle of birch rods with the axe handle affixed. That's a fasci. This is the symbol of fascism, meaning that if you don't go along with our game, then we'll either beat you with the stick or we'll chop off your head.
And that's still in the House of Representatives?
That's still in the House of Representatives on both sides of the roster.
What is it?
It's the symbol for world fascism. This is it. These are fasci on each side. This is it if you look at it close.
You're kidding.
No. In the United States House of Representatives. How much more? Who is the fascist, you see?
That's fucking scary.
Well?
It's just scary that nobody knows us.
Well, you know.
This people does.
You know this.
Things that are wrong with religion. And you know, like, I'm going to teach like a kid about the Bible. This is the Bible. You believe in the Bible? I don't know. Well, let's just talk about it for a minute. Did you know that the ancient Hebrew Bible, the only real original Bible, to this day we only know 3/4 of the words? It means 25% of the words have either never been deciphered or whatever the deciphering is under debate. And so they can't really answer what the sentences are. Not only that, but there's no numbers in ancient Hebrew. A letter will also double as a number. So the letter A is also the number 1. And different words have different numerical values that was lost in the translations from year to year. But either way, it's a book written 2,000 years ago by people who thought the world was flat and the sun was 17 miles away, so fuck them. And the little kid's going to go, oh, okay, cool. No. So right, meanwhile, you're saying that religion is bullshit,
right.
But it's in a joke.
Yeah.
You have to haven't got any clue about Biden yet.
Because it's all mushrooms?
I can't tell you.
Well, there's more to it than that.
Before you start, Jack, let me throw another cassette in here real quick.
The 23rd. 223. Ooh,
23. Okay. I will head back to him.
Yeah, we could go on forever.
Oh, my.
And I'm sure we will.
Okay. You can see this is mushroom. The black of night. The red, the table of gold, and this is the mushroom, and this is the mushroom, and this is the mushroom.
Are these mushrooms here on the side, sticking out on the sides right there?
We know there's lots of mushrooms in it.
This. I can't see it on this, but on this. This is the black of night. This is the mushroom. This, all these things, and this. Green of night, the pink to red, and all this was because they have to do it up in two. It's a pretty good color.
They start to recognize these symbols.
Now you can see they are on all your churches. And this is Amanita muscaria mushroom. If you don't understand, I will explain.
No, I understand.
He knows now. He's seen enough of this.
No, you don't know.
Well, this, I don't know. I mean, I'm
but
listening.
This and this. And this is the black of night, this is the black of day, this is the gold point, and over, and this is the...
This also looks like a psilocybe stem right here, and you have the psilocybe colored cap here too.
Holy shit, now you know that.
Notice how it's got the blue in there. It looks just like the stem of the psilocybe. And this... looks like a mushroom right here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Where?
The whole
you are like so fucking right.
Psilocybin mushrooms are the other pillar. There's two pillars to the entranceway to the doorway. The doorways in architecture represent the entrance to the womb of the female.
Yeah.
Now, this is the entrance into the Holy of Holies.
No. It's not it's a mushroom.
Right. The mushrooms are the pillars that stand aside the doorway. The blue mushroom and the red mushroom. Psilocybin and Amanita muscaria. Those are the two pillars that open the door to go into the heavens, to connect with yourself with the heavens, or to receive the revelation, to birth the God within. So the two pillars outside, when you see in architecture, you'll often see two pillars. Those are the two pillars.
Red and blue?
Red and blue.
Oh, is that where our flag came from?
Well, red, white, and blue flag, of course. The blue is the psilocybin. The red is the, and white is the Amanita muscaria. Why do you think the cops' car lights are blue and red? They're the two pillars.
I believe it, but I didn't even think about
They're
it
in
before.
Boston,
because I wondered about the red and blue colors, because in Hieronymus and Bosch, is that these three horses, a red, white, and a blue horse.
Red and white.
Blue is the psilocybin.
Red and white.
And that's the secret color of is when you squeeze
night.
The stem, it turns and blue.
This is
and
one
he shall bruise his heel. Remember? This that's is, called bruising when you squeeze the bottom of the mushroom, the heel of the mushroom, squeeze it and it bruises blue.
Gold.
So more of these archetypal.
It's one thing after another. And they all.
It's almost like a fine Waldo book. Find
it's
the
totally
mushroom.
Totally a fine Waldo book.
You know, find the mushroom.
It is. Find Waldo.
Here's the pine trees and the cedars. There's probably X's down here at the bottom of these trees. So of course, these trees represent the host trees of the mushrooms, which grow down below them.
That was the type of tree.
Right.
And then this is the red and white mushroom here with the trees behind
it. You can see a psilocybin mushroom right there, too.
Oh, yeah! That's right.
Where?
Right here.
I can't see it.
This. Is this. Yeah.
Can you see it from there now?
Yeah. Hanging out of the bag there?
But, you know, this. I think so.
I gotta be honest with you, I don't see it either.
Hey, come here.
Well, where's my pointer?
Oh, here it is.
I mean, I think yeah, you can maybe say it's this. Oh, this guy.
Of this? Is this the stem? Yeah.
Here's the cap. Right there. There's the stem. You see it now?
Which is the cap? This is the cap?
This is the cap.
And this is the stem.
That's the stem.
Oh, okay, I see it.
Okay, this is the cap, like the bow, and then this?
Yeah. That. Right there is the cap. It looks like this, only it's tiny right there. The stem comes down.
That's psilocybin mushrooms?
That's psilocybin. It looks like a psilocybe cube.
Yeah, I still don't see it. I'm sorry.
A lot of times when they represent these mushrooms, they're anatomically correct. So a psilocybe cubensis or a psilocybin mexicana or a copelandia.
So there's two types of mushrooms, right? There's this type looks
no,
different.
But...
Because there's two chemicals.
Okay, okay. Only mushroom.
The blue pill and the red
is
pill.
The red and white mushroom is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, not the other one.
So these ones.
He's the red brother, the Satan.
Those kind of evil.
Those kind of mushrooms are the ones you want.
I don't know.
Those are the ones you're going to pick more of.
You have taken them. Come on, a one on.
Over 100 times.
And what's
well, just Amanita, right? What about cubensis?
Probably about the same.
One.
So I've done between the two, with cubensis, I'd say 300 to 400.
Yeah. You got big steps, I heard.
Yeah, well, 15 grams was my biggest. That was 8 hours out of body.
That's good.
Oh, shit.
What happened in those 8 hours? Yeah.
Everything. I can't even, it was the most beautiful experience of my life. You can't even put it into words. It was
There's
like,
no way
just,
to describe.
Yeah, it's not of this world. I was completely out of this world, but yet still conscious in this world at the same time. For a while, I was like simultaneously conscious in several different dimensions. You know.
Is that dangerous?
Well, the LD50 rate of cubensis is what, like a pound or something like that?
It's 2 kilos.
Two 4 pounds is the LD50 rate.
What is LD50?
That means the lethal dose 50%.
If you eat 2 kilos of mushrooms, of psilocybin mushrooms, you might die.
It's 4 pounds.
So it really doesn't do anything, you just fucks you off.
Right. Well, you're probably, you know, you can lose who you are, and that could be a whole other issue.
You could lose who you are?
You can forget...
You go
you
so far out that you kind of space out on, you know, your memory.
I've been doing that lately anyway. Yeah. I swear to God, half the time when I'm going through life just going, you know, I'm just fucking moving around here. I'm not even thinking about who the fuck I am. That's, like, on stage, I hear shit coming out of my mouth.
Oh, look at
I'm not even... it's
red and white spots.
Like, wow.
Really?
This is weird, you know?
This and
that's been over the last, like, 6 months.
Red and white.
Oh, wow. Wow, look. Look, this is the underside. Okay, the dancers, they're all the red and white spots, and then this is the stem coming up right here. See that?
Yeah, here's the cap of the mushroom. Mm-hmm. See there's the stem.
Wow.
Doesn't get much more obvious than that.
Pauses?
Yeah. I did this lecture in 1996.
It's insane that there's so much crazy shit to talk about. It's just insane that there's so much about this.
Well,
Jack, this fucking medical system's jacked. The pharmaceutical companies wanted to make it so you needed a prescription to get a fucking vitamin.
Right. Now think about that too. The only drugs that are marketed by the pharmaceutical companies, even though they're 95% of them are based upon plant source material, if you cannot patent a substance that's found in a plant, but if you take it and you fuck it up and you synthetically modify it and create something that's like it, then you can create a drug and get a patent on it, and you can sell it with an exclusive deal and make a shitload of money.
Hence the reason why medical marijuana is illegal, but THC pills are legal.
So they have this whole thing that's against naturally occurring medicines because you can't get a patent on it. So the FDA encourages people to create fucked up, synthetically modified, hybridized bullshit medicine rather than allowing them to use natural medicines.
Because you can't copyright it.
You can't patent it.
That's right. And anybody can have it, and that's not what we want. Right.
So it's a pharmacratic
inquisition.
What?
I'm going to put that quote from you up on my website. You said you took it from somebody else. Huh?
Jonathan Ott is the one.
What a
pharmacratic
evil country is this.
Yeah. Yeah. Read the book, and then I like, this is a good shot at the Bible. I read the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. It's going to blow you.
This is your...
Speaking of the Bible.
I want to see this.
Okay, there's still some more coming up that we've got to see.
Okay, you can do it, Tom. I will get all this colors. Well, this is not complete.
Even this.
Okay, this, the red and the black for night. This is the gold, and it's over and over and over. This is color of gold, and this is color of this, and this is the other colors. And all together, red, white, and pink or purple, and nighttime. Over, over. Oh, this is Amanita muscaria mushroom. This.
Oh yeah, it sure is.
Yep, this. It's got the bulbous base.
Going down here as well, in there. What's in her hands? What's in her hands here? I saw another one.
And yes.
So if he spotted any more of the other angle, like Michael Lynn pointed out that one time?
Well, he was wonderful. He is, if I saw it upside down, I've seen it over and over and over and over and over and over.
But he saw a different picture coming from a different angle.
Yes.
Now here's the presentation.
This is the red and white.
Right. Now I used this in my presentation yesterday.
Yeah,
I was showing how all of these angels have a symbol on their breast. What is the symbol? It's the symbol of the reindeer. The reindeer, of course, eat the mushrooms.
Flying reindeer
fly through the air. But in the Christian religion.
I never believed in that at all. Oh, it's true.
They're the tribe of reindeer. The angels.
The shaman were reindeer herders.
And the reindeer eat the Amanita muscaria mushroom. That's why they can fly in the stories of Christmas.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer was probably the reindeer that was just in the mushroom patch and came out with red all over his nose, you know. Although that story, that song is a lot newer,
when reindeers eat the mushroom, they get up. Their nose gets
puffed up and turns red.
Yeah. It gets puffy? It's like
we salivate, but they snot.
Ah.
And the story, when horses eat the mushrooms, they salivate massively, too.
So horses, when they eat these mushrooms, do they trip?
Of course. Absolutely. And the bears do, too.
Horses must be so happy.
Well, this is...
Patch of mushrooms. How bad does it suck just to be a horse? All you do is people ride you, and they fucking put you in a kennel. And all of a sudden, you're just chilling out there in the field, eating a little grass, like... Oh shit! Look at that. It's time to have fun, party people. He's this big gigantic pile of mushrooms, and then he's like, "Dude, life as a horse is fine. I'm fucking connected to the universe. What are you talking about? I'm not just a horse. I'm molecules. I am air. I'm on Pluto right now, bitch.
All through human mythology, we have represented horses with wings. The Pegasus flying through the air.
Right.
It's because the horses eat the mushrooms. Now in the traditions of Odin and Wotan, the horses pulled Wotan's chariot through the sky. And when the horses were exerting so much force and they were salivating, their saliva mixed with blood from their mouth and the drops landed on the ground. And everywhere the drops landed in the Celtic Druidic mythology, that's where the mushrooms would grow.
Wow. That's crazy.
So that's why they have the wings and they can fly. That's why the reindeer are associated with the shaman, because they can take flight. That's why the Amanita muscaria mushroom, one of the common names.
Oh, I have done it with my cat, and yes.
Really?
Yeah.
This is why we have a psychic link with horses. What is it about these horses that we have this psychic link with? A rider can tell a horse when they work together. They can tell. They're spiritually connected. They can tell the horse what to do, and the horse knows to do it before the rider has to kick or pull or just barely has to make a slight little tug, and the horse already knows.
So not dying of riding horses.
Well, horse and rider is a very interesting thing.
I just don't get it. Last time I checked, it's 2003. We got fucking cars, motorcycles. We're riding on an animal.
Yeah, dude, well,
that's just crazy. 2000, catch the fuck up. Get off the horse, dude.
Archaic revival, man. Well, hey, animals don't produce.
You know what? The
mass waste.
Horses enjoy a relationship with their riders.
They want you to order them around, shit. That's not very convenient.
There's a lot more to it than that. There's far more to it than that. You really have to be raised around horses to know this. But there's a relationship that a human being has with a horse.
Really?
That's a love psychic relationship.
More so than a dog, you think?
No, it's similar.
Similar.
Whether it's more or not, I would say maybe more. I mean, horses
more intelligent
are,
animal.
Horses are
Is
far
it?
More intelligent animals. Yeah.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think pigs are the smartest farm animal, though, aren't they?
Pigs are smarter than dogs.
Yeah. And horses are smarter than pigs?
Horses are worse than
animal.
Are they supposed to be smarter than pigs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Wow, dude, that's fucking crazy. I wonder why people like to love horses.
Yeah.
They're so really connected
to them. Ever seen that Redford movie, The Horse Whisperer?
Yeah.
I mean, this talks about the real psychic connection between man and rider. I mean, it's a relationship that goes back thousands and thousands of years.
Hey Jack, are you going to go over that prayer for us?
Wow. I can't.
Well, what about...
Genie!
You need a seat, don't you?
I can't remember the whole thing, and you have to start letting it out. Okay, our Father, who art in heaven,
the Son being the penis of God, so in heaven or on earth as it is in heaven, right?
Well, when you took the word apart, heaven, it turned into something, but I can't remember. But the H is you climb up seven rungs.
Okay, that is the seventh. We're on the.
You climb up the seven rungs of the H to your seventh heaven, and that's when you have your word heaven. But there was more to the heaven.
Seven runs in the eight original.
Our daily seed. Our daily bread would be our daily seed, which would be a seed from a man to man, not bread they eat. Trespass is what you said was like a jockstrap. What, didn't you? Like a trestle, a train. When they meet together, and that's what trespass.
Yes.
This is a trespass, and a trespass is when a guy goes after your trespass.
Oh my God, I have not said that in two or three years.
Temptation didn't used to be temptation. The inn used to be an inn, and a temptation was a tent in your robe.
Yes, I remember that. And the tent, okay.
Because you have.
And you don't.
Because the priests were getting off on each other, the temptation, and if they were caught doing that temptation, then they were kicked out of the church, correct, Jack?
So lead us not into temptation.
Temptation.
T-E-N-T, like a tent in your row because of your
wretched. Temptation.
That is
because from evil, and evil is not evil, it's gonorrhea, right?
Yeah.
Evil man gonorrhea.
That's the real evil, isn't it?
Disease. I love the Pink Floyd movie, The Wall, where they have the two plants that grow up, and then they turn into the penis and the vagina.
Yeah.
They're having intercourse, and during that same thing, it talks about contracting disease, and it shows this guy that goes up, and he gets this thing that grows in his throat, and it just takes over his whole body, and he crashes down. Have you seen that animation?
Yeah, it's like 100 times. I've seen that movie over and over.
I've seen it, but I haven't seen it in such a long time. I don't even remember. That's one of those ones I gotta get that old DVD.
Yeah.
I gotta get that.
Okay.
That's a classic. You have to have that, right?
Absolutely. And Pink Floyd, Live at Pompeii.
Yeah.
That's a must-have, too. That's them doing a concert for an empty cathedral. Yeah, that's awesome. And it shows them in the studio recording Dark Side of the Moon.
Dude, I remember one of the first times I ever got high, played Dark Side of the Moon. I just couldn't believe how fucking good it was. Yeah, like the moment you realize how much better music sounds.
That's right. That's right.
It was just like, I was driving on the street, it just like it was like in my pores. And
you know what it is?
Like, every word out of his mouth, every guitar string, just wow.
That's amazing to hear somebody like talk about it at this age, because like mine was like 16, so it's like half my life ago to like remember that.
I had to figure out things almost perfectly. So I had to figure out things on my own as much as I could without weed. But I wasn't really sure of those ideas until I started smoking pot. And when I started smoking pot, I was like, of course I was right about all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like as soon as the pot just came, it just cleaned up everything.
That's what George Harrison said. George Harrison said, until I smoked a joint, all my songs were shit. I didn't know shit about music. I smoked my first joint, and ever since then, every song I wrote was inspired.
It's an amazing thing, man.
Carl Sagan said before he died, well, everybody knew he was a daily pot smoker, there were his friends, but he was pure to the academic world, so he couldn't tell anybody about that. But after he died, then they released some of the things that he said, and one of them was that all of his most brilliant ideas came when he was stoned.
I write better material over the last 2 years than I ever wrote my entire fucking life, without a doubt. It's way better. It's crazy shit. Just
temptation.
Okay.
Temptation. See, temptation. Trial. Temptation. A mode of adjusting or operating by successive steps, trials, or experiments. I don't know, that's all it says.
That's
temptation. Instead of temptation. T-E-N-T, temptation. That's what it is. It doesn't say anything about an erection in a priest's robe.
Here's a good one for you.
No.
It sounds like a Beavis and Butthead tent.
No.
Yeah.
Temptation.
How about the word believe? Because you can take in the language of the birds. The original root of the word believe is bel. Bel, the Ugaritic god of deception. So that's why to belie is to deceive somebody. So to believe is to be the receiver of the deception.
What is that?
So what do you believe? I don't know, what do you believe?
Believe basically, I, Eve.
Basically, what are
believe,
you...
That's right.
Let's
right.
See believe, what it meant at one time, but what does it mean now? I mean, it's all in what we, what our interpretation is.
It's all in what we believe.
What about
so if I say I believe, what I mean when I say I believe something, I mean, it's even though I might have been tricked on the initial...
So you're not saying word. I'm deceived into yeah. thinking this?
You know, I mean, like, I know what
I believe.
You know,
if, does, it doesn't even work things? Anymore?
Yeah. But I mean, if you know what the hoax is, but you know that everybody knows what believe means now,
right.
Are you being still tricked to use it?
Yeah, right. Oh, my.
It's
Bible.
Like the word nigger. You know, you take it over, you make it
Bible.
Yeah. Then, like, well, cool. I gave you one or two already.
Give it a new meaning.
Yeah, totally. Well, change it all around.
Two or three
so
more.
Now
means mushroom.
What's that?
Now means mushroom.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Inside of word in Eggside with the...
Want to know what Pegasus is?
I want to know what Pegasus is.
Peg, ass, Oz. And Oz, it used to be, it used to end in OS instead of US. Peg bone in the ass. So when you saw Pegasus on site, you know, on somebody's building and under their design, they would, Jack showed me, he'll show you on the book, the design book, architectural design, they would tell you what kind of sex and drugs they liked on their buildings. Over in Europe, and like a wreath, I mean, they like to take it in the ass. That's what the asshole is, the wreath. That's neat. And if they have wings, the angel they like to take also behind, from behind. That's what the wings.
Does that still mean that now? Does everybody know that? Or is there like a few people that are
good
like...
Good thing I haven't put a wreath on my door.
What's that?
Put a wreath on your door, you know?
Yeah, right?
Well, that must be...
Initially.
Right. Occultists, some of them are pretty wise. Fulcanelli talked about in his book, The Mystery of the Cathedrals, how all the secret knowledge of the world is reflected in the architecture and structure of the cathedrals of Europe. Then he wrote another one that was called The Dwellings of the Philosophers, where he went all over throughout Europe and documented the art and architecture of the homes of the greatest philosophers. So, Fulcanelli was called the master alchemist. The secrets of alchemy are the secrets of religion. So, if you know the secrets of alchemy and the knowledge of the philosopher's stone, if you know the philosopher's stone, you understand the alchemical process is processing the mushroom within your own body. And the philosopher's stone, the stone is the underlying stage. The prima materia, the prime matter.
Okay, they believe the amanita materia, the mushroom and earth, virgin girl, scorpion, pearl, and then the amanita materia mushroom. This was the son of God. Jesus Christ himself, each every time he is born of one father, God, not a mother, and has no roots, and they are no. They didn't believe it. They know it. And they know it was the Son of God. Each and every time was the Son of God. This is why, what's his name? 84. 40-year-old professor.
Schultes.
Not Schultes.
Wasson.
Wasson. Believe me, he doesn't know shit. And he was so fucking smart about Amnesia Muscaria. Everybody in the world has it down for the God of the universe, except the Jews and the Christians. Have you read
this? No, I haven't. I haven't been able to get a hold of his books. I've been trying. His books sell for $300 to $1,200 a copy.
Who is?
It's Gordon Wasson's books. I can't get my hands on it.
Well, you can get some on eBay. Soft cover version for about $40.
Yeah, I tried that. I had one a few weeks ago, and I forgot to place my bid on it.
Since the 70s. That's okay. You don't need that.
Book. Yes. You don't need
You loan me your copy.
I'll tell you everything you want to know about it.
I want to just learn it from his ethnomycology standpoint.
You have another edition to do after the day.
Right.
Another what?
Another edition to do after the
day.
Yeah.
And
you said, okay. So don't be surprised. What were you saying? I said, don't be surprised if after this meeting you need to get out of the city and go up to the mountains and hang out for a few days and assimilate some of this stuff. Because we're giving you a lot of information all at once.
I'm good at it now.
Your mind seems very open, man. I'm just
obviously,
like,
the average person forgets about it.
It's like, well,
Yeah, I try to remember.
Well, I'm going to MP3 all these all these tapes, so I'll get you a copy of all the MP3s. Awesome.
That'll be a pretty interesting one.
Jack, tell
him about the
page
boy.
It out.
No,
it's okay.
What is a page boy, originally?
He is a peg boy.
Peg.
He was, you have senators. He is not allowed to lead his
when the Senate is in session, the senators are not allowed to leave the Senate. And that's why those big columns are there. And they also, like when they get an erection, they need to have a whatever,
they
you know. They are not allowed to spill their seed, because that's the biggest sin, is just to go and, you know, masturbate or whatever, take care of it. They had to have a page boy, but back then it was called a peg boy. They had to pass their seed on to another man in order for it not to be a sin. That's spilling your seed is the biggest sin. They had these boys there who they would go rather than leave the Senate during the Senate.
No, why was it
2,000 years ago?
Right.
They would just take them behind the column and pass them on their seed rather than leave the Senate. That's what those big columns were there for. And that's what a page boy.
The columns were for hiding?
Just to going back there and passing the seed, and
but
so they wouldn't
they
have.
They can.
They can still hear the other senators and what is going on. Because
wow.
They had to be there.
That's what held the roof up.
And they can't do it one senator to another.
Now, why is it always boys?
No, there's no girls.
Girls were not like even real
people.
They were just like.
They're like.
Yeah, see, women were like animals, you know, and you wouldn't, you know, except to like.
Persona.
Except to
like.
That it was that far.
See, they were like. You know, you only had sex with a woman to procreate. That's why today you only have sex to procreate. You know.
But
you would have.
Like
ministers. They have sex with everybody.
You know what's crazier? John Ashcroft, Attorney General, Asa Hutchinson, the head of the DEA, and John Walters, the new drug czar, they're all Pentecostal, high-up ministers in the Pentecostal.
And they are
And they speak in tongues. These are speak in tongues, and they think they're talking directly to God. Nobody knows what they're saying. They just gibber, gibberish.
Really,
all three of those are high-up ministers
him.
In that church.
14 years ago, he didn't believe me about marijuana and hemp. And he was the governor of the biggest country in the country at that time, Missouri.
He's such a heavy religious fanatic. Oh, he believes he's anointed for that position.
Hey, who?
Hey, you don't have a television. You, it didn't stop.